Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah, Naftes. We're starting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah Beshame Paisam Besol Machshirim, Beshame holds its Pasol Besol holds its Kasher. Ve'ezi Sukkah Yeshana, what's called old, Kasher So, Kaila Machak Shleishim Yam. Was made more than 30 days before Sukkot, of a Masol L'Shem Chag, if you made it L'Shem Sukkot, I feel Metchilas Hashanah Ksheher. The Gemara is Mavur, that the Machlokes is if you need a Sukkah L'Shma, you need a Sukkah to be L'Shem Chag. Bishami holds a Sukkah has to be L'Shem Chag. So if you did it within 30 days, Rashi says, since Shailu Medarshim B'nyanei Chag Shleishim Yom, so Minastam, you do it L'Shem Chag. That's what you're going to assume it's being done L'Shem Chag. Shagim more than 30 days before Sukkot, Minastam, it was not done L'Shem Chag. That's what Beshame passels. Beisul holds his kosher, Beisul doesn't need the Sukkah should be L'Shem Chag. The Mashmai says in the Taz Retzesos that if it was done L'Hedya for something else, like we had before the Sukkot's Ganvach and Ravkash, that was done L'Hedya for a different time, for a different L'Shem Tzel, not L'Shem Sukkah, so even within 30 days you'll have the same Achloikis Beisham, Beisul would have the same Alocha. It's a sukkah which wasn't made l'shem sukkah. The Gemara is mavur that Beishamah learns that from a pasuk chag a sukkah tasa that you have to make a sukkah l'shem chag, and Beisul learns a pasuk for something else vice and sukkah b'chel l'shomayid, and then the Gemara says kasha wanting to learn that from the word l'cha just like by tzitzis you have l'cha gedilim tasa l'cha which means it has to be l'shem tzitzis, so wanting to learn that from chag a sukkah tasa l'cha that has to be l'shem tzitzis. So the Gemara says this l'cha tells you l'mut de'gzula by tzitzis you have another pasuk l'mut de'gzula. And by Sukkah, you need L'cha L'mut Egzula. You don't have a Pasuk to tell you that you need L'shma. That's the Sugya Sagamar. Taisus brings down the Yishalmi that you have to be Mechadish Badavar. Even coined by Sil that holds its Kasher, but you have to be Mechadish Badavar. That's what Taisus also explains why the Mishnah said, Badam Asa, L'shem Chag, Afil Metchilas Hashanah Ksheira, V'chitame de Beshame Asa L'shminon. Taisus says it's really not so shmer. Of course, once we bring down the Machlokes, we could explain the Machlokes. We could explain which case they're arguing. Well, the Ma'aseh Taisa says that it is the gay according to Beisul if you have to Mechadish. You have to make something new in the Sukkah. Now, the Rambam and the Rif doesn't bring down this din of the Chadish altogether. So, Shaila, why? The Advaz clears the Svarah because the Bavli doesn't bring it. So, Mestamah, the Bavli argues in the Yishalmi. The Chassam Sofer in Chidushim in the beginning of the third parak says the Svarah. That since the what's taket of pshat after mechadish, it must be the Shalmi also holds according to Beisul also you need l'shma. So that's your after mechadish to make the sukkah l'shma. Mashiach in the Bavli that explained that according to Beisul you don't need l'shma. So where would it come this halacha? They have to be mechadish. So mail they paskin that the Bavli holds you don't have to be mechadish. L'maisa all the other paskin bring it, and that's a psak halach and shulchan aruch that you have to be mechadish. The Shalmi's lashon is how much you have to be mechadish. One man the Yama says a tefach, and Rabbi Yosi says a kol shehu, and the Gemara says the one who says kol shehu has to be mechadish al pnei kula. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma that they're not arguing on each other. The man the Yama holds a tefach doesn't have to be al pnei kula; it has to be a tefach al tefach. The man the Yama kol shehu has to be al pnei kula; it has to be a kol shehu in width and entire sukkah in length. But the Shulchan Aruch passes either one is good. You could do be mechadish a tefach by a tefach, or you can mechadish a kol shu as long as you do it al pnei kol sukkah. The Rosh brings the Bala Itta that says that you see from here that the chiddush has to be in the schach. The chiddush has to dafka be in the schach, and not like the sefer Bala Lachas that says that you could just bring in furniture into the sukkah that's called the chiddush. It says because every single sukkah you bring in furniture. What will be the chiddush that you need epis a chiddush? All sukkahs have a chiddush. They all bring in furniture. The Torah says, you have to have a chiddush epis in the schach. Now the Svasema says that a chiddush in the tfanis also helps. It's not, you don't need a chiddush dafka in the schach. Because he says they only argue on the Rishayim that say you could bring in furniture. But if you actually make a new wall, you mechadish something in the walls, it also would help to be the sukkah. But the Rishayim are mash mekloin out the way. The Rishayim say you need a chiddush b'schach. And Achreinim are mefurish that way. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Prima Gadim, and the Chayodim, they all say mefurish, and you need dafka in the schach and not in the Tfanis. Because sukkah means schach. We'll speak about this a little bit later in the shir also. Because Hashem is schach kari sukkah. The word sukkah means schach. Sukkah Yishan is a word in schach. Now the Mishabura says a chiddush. He brings a lashon in the Prima Gadim is if you make a fourth wall, that's not called a chiddush. So he says that if it's missing the third wall, if it's missing a wall and you supply a wall to the sukkah, that would be called the chiddush, and that would be called, and that would work according to everyone. He brings the raya from Ritva later in the fourth parak. Because in Ipshat is, the sukkah was pasul till he came around. And now you made the sukkah kosher, that's good enough to be called the chiddush, even if it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, but now you're machshir l'shem sukkah, it's good enough. Now there's a shayla, v'un emsech li din. Where does this din chiddush come from? It's a big shayla. You see, the Ritva, at the beginning of the parak, he has the this mishnah in the very beginning of the parak, the Dvar Zanaf Beis, and also the Ran over here, and also the Akamashi brings from Ben Yeruchim, they all that the Chiddush is only a mitzvah and a mufchar. And that's the psak in the Magen Avraham and the Taz and Kama Achreinim and the Mishnah Berurah, that the whole Chiddush is a mitzvah and a mufchar. It's not Li'ikuva. Lefi zeh, chvashtei that the pshat in the Chiddush is that b'etzim there is a din l'chatchila to have a sukkah l'shem mitzvah. There's a din l'chatchila, it's a better sukkah if the sukkah has a kedusha sukkah l'shem mitzvah. So that's what Beisil holds, about it's a kosher sukkah. If you're mechadish epis in the sukkah, that chiddush could give a din that the whole sukkah blibes l'shem mitzvah. Since you did this small piece l'shem mitzvah, so that blibes a din that the whole sukkah is called a sukkah l'shem mitzvah. And that's a din l'chatchila, the mitzvah in a mufka, that you should sit in a sukkah which was made l'shem mitzvah. And who within my sukkah is gavlich and ravkash? The Paiskim say, Avad l'chatchila, you should make the chiddush, you should make it l'shem mitzvah. But the Beis Yosef holds that it's l'ikuvah. The Beis Yosef is medayik in the Rosh, that it's l'ikuvah. The Eliyahu Rabba, he brings Kamari Shainim, that they hold it's l'ikuvah. He brings a Shibali Leket, b'shem Rav Yudoy Goyin, and he also brings a Tanya, b'shem Rav Natrunoy Goyin. He's also medayik that way from Tosis, because Tosis has a kasha. There was a Mishnah for Yosef Masa, L'shem chag atfil metchilas hashana k'sheira v'chitam ad b'shamei asa shvinan. So Taisa's first teretz is no, that this is negelit like Basil, it's negelit, you don't have to be mechadish. So if it's kosher without the chiddush, so then this lashon afilu metchilas hashana k'sheira is not true according to Basil. But k'sheira it's always kosher, even if you didn't make it l'shem chag. It's only a mitzvah and a mufcher. Elamai Taisa's holds that it's likuva. Primigadim says it's not Mukhvan Taisis. Taisis just means it's negay this din that according to Beis Shammai it's kosher. It's negay according to Beis Sil, even though he holds it's kosher b'lav achi, because according to Beis Sil, there's a din l'chatchila to be mechadish. So it's negay that the Mishnah should write according to Beis Shammai it's kosher, because that will teach us that according to Beis Sil, you don't have to be mechadish even l'chatchila. Not that according to Beis Hillel, there's any chash of the kashers even if you're not mechadish. But in the Yorabi brings Rishainim that hold that it's possible without it. There's also in the Rabbi Yochav Fishel Perlau, in his Sefer on the Sefer Mitzvah Sur Sadiqa in Mitzvah Zayin, he gets involved with it. He brings other Rishayim, he brings Kamer Rishayim that hold its Pasul. He also is Medayik that way from the Ritva in the fourth parak. The Aruch Lener also in the fourth parak is Medayik from the Ritva there, and the Afim Vav that he holds its Pasul. But L'chay Yitzapela, the Ritva and the Af Beis, which the Ritva explains in that Mishnah, he says Mefurish that it's only L'chatchila, it's a Mitzvah and a Mufchar. Al Kapanim, there are Kamer Rishayim that hold its Likuva. And l'chayr, it's very shver. Since Beis Hillel holds that you don't need l'shma in the sukkah, so where would this be din l'chadish come from? Where is this din that it should be din l'ikuva? Where would it come from? Ruch official talks about it, but it's very shver. The Sfas Emes asks this kasha. Sfas Emes also asks another kasha. If you're going to say it's l'ikuva, and the sukkah is pasul until you're m'chadish, so l'chayr, why shouldn't there be a problem of tasiv loyman asli? The sukkah is pasul. So that means the whole sukkah is possible. Now you mechadish a little bit. So how could you machshir the sukkah that way? The rest of the sukkah should be a problem of tasa of loy min asui. So that alone, maybe is not so shver. We spoke about it on Daf Dalin. The Ashitas said, oh, that even if, let's say, it's a sukkah shetachas agag, and the schach was made tachas agag, there's also not a problem of tasa of loy min asui, even though the sukkah is possible. But it has a shame sukkah. It has a chalais din sukkah. The psul comes machmas acher. So, Mele, according to Beis Shammai, where the pshat is that the sukkah that's not made l'shmozish can sukkah b'chalal, that's a din mitnoya sukkah that's not a sukkah b'chalal. So, Mele, Avad is like Tassav Oymanosev, Avad, they have to make an entire sukkah, you have to make l'shmoz. So you have to pick up all the schach and put it back down l'shmoz. Now, Shegel and Beis Hillel, that's him, is a sukkah, the only sukkah l'shmoz. There's a Zayitik Etnai, you have to be mechadish. I'm not sure where the Tanai comes from, but it's a Zayitik Etnai. And the Mela, on that, there's not a problem of Tassav Leiman Asli. Halakopanim, it's not so clear what's a pshat that it would be Li'ikuva. And like we said, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like the Reif Paskim, seem to name on that it's not likuvah. It's only mitzvah min amufcher. Taisus also brings down in the Yishalmi that the same machleikis b'shami b'shillel, legabe sukkah, is also machleikis legabe matzah. That you learn out matzah from sukkah, that b'shami that holds that sukkah has to be done l'shem sukkah, so matzah also has to be done l'shem matzah's mitzvah. B'shami b'shillel holds it doesn't have to be done l'shem sukkah, so matzah also doesn't have to be done l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, l'maisa it's not negay, because if you didn't do l'shem matzah's mitzvah, so zichy you weren't medactic, zichy you're not eating on Pesach as a kshash of chametz. Wouldn't be called kashu lebesach. So there's an interesting shtickle of Baruch Ber and Gittin on this Yishalmi, Geshmak Yishtickle. He brings down the Tzlach's kasha. Yishalmi says that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need lishma. Now afterwards, Yishalmi says you need lishma because otherwise you're not going to be medactic in it, you're not going to make it with the full dine chimutz. But b'etzim, you don't need lishma. In fact, the Tzlach, it's often a Mishnah Sachim. The Mishnah Sachim says that lach meitayda, if you made it for yourself, made the matzahs for the lach meitayda for yourself, you can't use it on Pesach. And the Gemara explains, because you need lishma. So what does Yishalmi do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, klada, you need lishma. It says that if you made it l'shem lach meitayda, you didn't make it l'shem matzahs mitzvah, it's possible to use it on Pesach. And the Gemara in the Bavli brings a drash, shmartem es ha-matzahs, that you need a shim l'shem matzah. So Baruch Ber says, he also brings a Michaschimus Kasha in that Mishnah. The Mishnah here says that Lach Meitayd, if you made it to sell, so then you are Yaitza. Why? The Gemara explains, because since you made it to sell, so Menestam, you had in mind, in case you don't end up selling it, you'll use a taka for Pesach for the matzah's mitzvah. So it's not considered you didn't have kavana l'shem matzah, because Menestam, that was your kavana, you made it to sell for Lach Meitayd, but in case the Lekech doesn't buy it, you'll be able to use it for yourself for matzah's mitzvah. So, in fact, the Milchus Chinuch, why isn't that a problem with Breira? We pask him in the Reisa Ein Breira. So, if you, let's say, take something and say, well, this thing should be l'shem matzah's mitzvah in case I'm able, shame lach meitayd in case I'm able to sell. And if I'm not able to sell, it should be l'shem matzah's mitzvah. L'chayit should be shayel in Breira. The Pais can speak about it. Vega speaks about it, that if you go and you be ma'abed leather, and you say that if the leather comes out good, then I'll use it for a Sefer Torah. And if it comes out bad, then I don't want it to have Kedusha Sefer Torah because I want to be able to use it for other things. And B'Kvega says, no good, because ain't Breira. Don't say Hovredavel and Mefreya that it came out good and it's been done for a Sefer Torah. So who wouldn't hear my matzah? Why don't you say the same Cheshbin, ain't Breira? So since you didn't know that you wanted to use it for matzah, originally you think maybe use it for Lach Meitayda, so even if L'maisa you want to use it for matzah, it should be a problem with Breira. Ever a Baruch Berg of Aldegi Yisait. Breira is only a problem when you're shafting a chalois. When a chalois has to be chal, then is a problem with Breira. So he says, by tefillin, the din l'shma by tefillin is a chalois. The tefillin have to be l'shem kedushas tefillin. They have to be tefillin. You can't use straps, you have to use tefillin. You can't use stam parchment, you have to use klaf of a sefer Torah. It becomes, it's chal in the klaf, it's chal in the ritzuas, kedushas tefillin, kedushas sefer Torah. Same thing with the get. It's chal in the get. The din get, the tayr's get. It's a chalois. So mele did, it's a problem with breira. Chalois has to be chal. So do you have the machlekes? Yesh breira, ain't breira. Could you make a chalois that should be totally on a separate thing? Can you make something that should be chal now? It's totally on a separate thing that happens later. If you hold the ain't breira, then it doesn't work. It blives a suffix. You don't say hivadav lemefreya. So mele doesn't work. Mashenge by matzah, he says, matzah, there's no chalois in the matzah. The matzah doesn't become a chal chalais l'shma in the matzah. Shmartim as a matzah means it's a din kavana. You have to be thinking a certain thing. B'shas you make the matzahs, that's all. You're not trying to make up a chalais in the matzah. You have to be thinking l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Kavana, that has no shaykhis to breir. Kavana, even a kavana tnai is also called kavana. You don't need it. There's no tairis breir here. That's your kavana. Your kavana is that you might use it for matzah's mitzvah. It's also good enough to be called a kavana of l'shem matzah's mitzvah. So Zagri Baruch Be'el, if he says, it's Miyush of the Slach's Kasha. Because Avadi need Kavana l'shem matzah's mitzvah. That's a din shmartim as a matzah. But that's a din Kavana. That's a din what you have to be thinking when you're making the matzah. You have to be thinking l'shem matzah's mitzvah. That's not chal any chalois in the matzah. But Beis Shammai learns out from Sukkah that it's chal and chalois in the matzah. Chalois l'shma. Just like Sukkah, you need a chalois l'shma. It's chal l'shem l'shma in the Sukkah. It's chal l'shem l'shma in the matzah. And what's an afkimina? Anyway, you have to mechavan l'shem matzah because the din u'shmartim as a matzah. Teretz is an afkimina is brera. An afkimina is if it's tam a din you have to mechavan, so then a kavana that's al tanai is also called a kavana. So that's why Beishanai would have to hold that even Lachmei Taid, even a son Limke B'shuk wouldn't work. Because since you have to be Chala Chalais Lishma, so Mela Kavan is not good enough. You need a Chalais, and a Chalais Taka would be a problem with Breira. Mashengi Beisil, Beisil holds that you don't need Lishma. All you need is the Kavan, L'shem Matzis Mitzvah, but it's not a Chalais Lishma. So Mela Breira would work, now be the Nafkimina. That's what Baruch Be'er Shtiklitz and Gittin. Now, the Gemara first said that the Tam Mesham is as Chag as Sukkah Shivas Yom LaHashem, that you need Sukkah Suy L'Shem Chag. And Mesul says, you learn that from Chag as Sukkah Shivas Yom LaHashem, that Sukkah, Atzi Sukkah is a Surim Kol Shiva. Atzi Sukkah is Asur, Banam, they're all 7 days. And the Gemara says, Beishamai also Taka learns the Pasuk from that, and the Gemara has a different limit for Beishamai. Now, Taisus asks a Kasha. For me, the Gemara is mavur that they didn't, that Atzi Sukkah's also is an Issa Deir Aisa. You learn that from a Pasuk, Kaga Sukkah Shev Yisrael M'Lashem, Akin Dekach, you can't learn the Pasuk of anything else. You see, it's an Issa Deir Aisa. The Shaila is, the Gemara in other places, in Shabbos, and in Beyam, is Mashmitz, the Issa of Sukkah, this is Muksa, Muksa is Deir Abonan. What's the Pshat that here it says an Issa Deir Aisa, it's Kaga Sukkah Shev Yisrael M'Lashem, and in Shabbos, in Vur, it's an Issa Muksa, it's an Issa Deir Abonan of Muksa. Bay the Gemara says both timing. What's the pshat? What do you both timing for? Tells us two terutzim. One terutz is that Chag Sukkah Shiva Shalom Hashem is dafka when the sukkah is up, when the sukkah is standing. So then you have a din that it's aser. Mashenki, the sukkah fell down, it's not a sukkah anymore. So may it be mutter. But also isav muksa muksa. You say migas kusay ben hashmash is kusay kol yom mekula. Also muksa it's aser and tay yomtiv. Then he brings another terutz from Ben Yitam that the din of Chag Sukkah Shiva Shalom Hashem is dafka what you need for the heksha sukkah. Anything you need for the Hechsh Sukkah, you're not going to have enough from because that becomes Kaddish LaShem. Mashenka, what you don't need for the Hechsh Sukkah. So that's Mutta, that doesn't have the Isra of Chag Sukkah Shivashem LaShem. But on that, and what you don't need for the Mitzvah, then you have the Din of Muksa, because the Maisi using it for the Mitzvah, even though you don't need it, it becomes Huxalim Mitzvah. So there's an Isra the Rabbanan of Muksa. Those are the two Turetzim of Taisus. So the Rosh brings down the Shebeinu Tam, and he says that Avanda the Din, the Isra, it's dafkan issa of schach. Only the schach is also. Sukkah means schach. Hashem is schach koi sukkah. Sukkah is a tight schach. And the fanis, they're not the sukkah. They're not the schach. The fanis aren't nichol in the isser. They're not also bano. He brings the lashon Rambam. The Rambam holds that side of schach and side of the fanis are all also bano called shiva. And he says, it's not richtig. Yagi's on the Rambam. Only the schach is also, not the fanis. Now there's a machleik is a chayinim shat in the Rambam. The Taz. And the Beis Yosef also is mitzadid that way. They all that the Rambam means that the Tfanis are also Issa Derabbanan. The Issa Derabbanan of Muksa. And that's Taka the Teretz. Similar to Terabbanan times Teretz. That the Schach is Taka also Midereisa. The Schach is a Sukkah. That's Kalshim Shemayim al Sukkah that Yahatz is a Schach. Mashenka the Tfanis, the Rambam means it's also Midereabbanan. They don't have an Issa Derabbanan. It's Issa Derabbanan. So Chari Bissel Shre and the Rosh. Why Taka aren't the Tfanis also Al Kapanim Midereabbanan? The Chari, you find even the Noisukar Asr, like the Gemara later in that feud. Why isn't Al Kapana Misa the Rabbanan of this Vanis? Beis Yosef says it could be the Rosh held that Dafka, the Schach, which has its Sad Isr, Deir Aisa, so then even what's not necessary for the Mitzvah, that becomes Asim Rabbanan al Tzmuksa. Mashenke in the Vanis, which is no Tzad Isr, Deir Aisa Bechlau, so they weren't guys even with the Rabbanan on the Vanis. But he says it's not a Tam Aspik, it's a very Shver. The Taz holds that even the Rosh holds that Tfanis are also Midir Abanan. Just the Rosh learned up the Rambam that he held that the Tfanis are also Midir Aisa. That was the Rosh's Kasha in the Rambam. That the Tfanis aren't also Midir Aisa. Midir Aisa, it's only Sukkah. Sukkah is only Schach. But the Rosh's Maskim, it's also Midir Abanan. The Taz wants to learn the Rambam. Even the Rambam didn't mean that the Tfanis are also Midir Aisa. Even the Rambam meant that Tfanis are also Abanan. But even that there's no Machloikis according to the Taz between the Rambam and the Rosh. But the Achreinim, the Yad Ephraim and the Yad Aaron and the Shulchan Aruch say that the Rosh is not mashed away, befrat the Tur is mamish mafurish, that the Rosh holds that there's no Issa B'chlal by the Tvanis. Yosef also brings Rebbeinu Yeruchim, Talmud of the Rosh, that says also there's no Issa B'chlal of the Tvanis. So Bissel Shver, what happened to the Issa Derabbanan of Muksa, why would that pass by the Tvanis also? Rabbanan, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Tvanis are Aser. But like we said, it's a shaila in the Rambam, whether he means it's also midiraisa, like the Rosh seemed to learn up the Rambam, or like the way the Taz and the Beis Yosef claims that even the Rambam holds only also midirabana. Question of the Ranan Bey is mash maklod, this is the Raisa and the Tfanis. Taizen Bey is also mashed away. Taizen Beyam, he brings down this Rebbeinu Tam that makes the chilik between what you need for the sukkah and that. He says, Klar, that the two, that the two tfanis shleimus in the tefach of the daif and shlishis, that's asim in their isa, and the rest of the tfanis are asim in abundance. Mash maklar that the isa of the tfanis is an isa their isa. But you have the Rosh's kasha. You have the Rosh's kasha that l'chayah the drasha of sukkah should be dafka the schach, not the tfanis. All the dinim of sukkah is on the schach, not the tfanis. The din l'mashal psel is going v'yekev. That you learn out that there has to be gedulei karka and ena mekabel tumah and is a psul mechuber and all these things. It's dafka by the tfanis. Dafka by the schach. Kulum kshayim l'tfanis. So why would this din be by the tfanis also? So the Beis it brings down for Leon Mizrahi that he says that the din, that the schach become aser, anything that's nitval to the schach becomes bottle to the schach. Avada the din is chal on the schach, but anything that becomes nitval to the schach becomes bottle to the schach. So the tfanis, which you need for the schach is resting on the tfanis, they become bottle to the schach, they become like a chelik of the schach. The isra schal on the schach is chal and tfanis also becomes bottle. Reb Chaim and Sefer says a different knetch, a different vart. He says that when you're talking about the chefs of the sukkah is schach. When you're talking about dinim that engage to the chefs of the sukkah, the actual sukkah is schach. That's what sukkah is. The word sukkah is schach. But the din of chal shem shemayim ala sukkah is not on the chefs of the sukkah. The din chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, the din that's also to have a no, is not a din that was said on the sukkah b'chefsa. It was a din that was said on the mitzvah of sukkah. You now have a noah for what's needed for the mitzvah of sukkah. Avada the tfanis, you also be mekayim the mitzvah of the sukkah. Because without tfanis, it wouldn't be a kashrus sukkah. So tfanis also nichol in the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's why the tfanis become aser. Different than the pshat from the Leo Mizrahi. Leo Mizrahi is a pshat that only the schach becomes aser. Then the chefs of the schach become aser. But everything else that the schach needs becomes bottle to the schach, becomes like its schach. Chaim is saying a word that it's the sukkah that becomes aser, the chefs of the sukkah. It's the mitzvah of the sukkah. Whatever is needed for the mitzvah of sukkah. The din in the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is chal shem shemayim on it. The tefanis also you need for the mitzvah of sukkah. You mean mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah with the tefanis also. So male, that's why there's an isra no, but the tefanis also. So Asemis had said that he wanted to say, like, I've had a din of sukkah yishana. The taz is mefurish, that avadi can have the walls of the sukkah being up. Shalei l'shem sukkah. The whole din is a schach. The sukkah, the din of sukkah that l'didon, that you need to mechadish b'davar, is dafkan in the schach. That if the schach wasn't there, the walls, there's no such din. Beishame that holds that it's possible of add this only in the schach. So Asemis wants to be telling this machlek is Rashi Rambam. If you hold the chal shem shemayim ala sukkah is dafka on the schach, so mel who within the din of sukkah yishan is dafka on the schach. Meshengen, if you hold that the chal shem shemayim ala sukkah and din of asuba noah is on the tfanis also like the Rambam. So who would din? The din of sukkah yishan, you'd have to meet the tfanis also would have to be l'shem chayv. But if he was saying from the achrenim, it's not totally habaha. And Nevada, the ik is like the taz, that whatever is negated to the dine sukkah, everyone's maskim is only the schach. He's very right, the schach has to be chamsu mitzlosa, the schach has to be ena makabotum, the schach has to be gedule karka, the tfanis don't have dinim. It's just like Abi the Isser, either the Isser is Chal the Tfanis, either the Pshan is because they're bottled to the Schach, or the Pshan is because the Isser is on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, not on the Chefs of Sukkah. Vashengi, the Din Sukkah Yishan is Avad on the Chefs of Sukkah, Avad it's only on the Schach. There's a very interesting Ayni Yantif on this thing. The Ayni Yantif says, Avul the Chiddish, he says that he wants to say that it's Osir to eat in the Sukkah when it's raining, because he'd be even the Isser Anah of Sukkah. And that Sukkah is Osir Banah, except for the Mitzvah. When it's raining, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So, Mel, if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, so you're having anoah from the sukkah, shalei l'shem ki mitzvah, and Mel, you're being either on the isser of having anoah from the sukkah. Now, if you have a shlak on your sukkah, you have a roof over your sukkah, that he says is not a problem to eat in the sukkah with the roof. Because when the roof's over the sukkah is possible. So, blinds like the sukkah fell down. So, only when the sukkah is kosher, so then you have a sukkah. So mainly you not use a sukkah for anything else. Meshaka, when you have the shlak over the sukkah, it blives the sapasos in the sukkah. That blives like not for the sukkah. So you don't have the yisr. I should have this at the rabbanon. So Avada, Mechai Gavna, the rabbanon were in geyser, stamped to sit in the sukkah with the shlak on it. They were geyser. It's muksa to use it for other tashmishim, but to use it for the regular tashmish of sitting in the sukkah, that was a nichol in the rabbanon's gzeir of muksa. But if you don't have a shlak on, it's raining. It's not raining in the sukkah. So then he holds it should be an issa deraisa to sit in the sukkah because you're being having an anor from the sukkah, not being mekayim a mitzvah, and the meila you're over on this issa. So he's not bothered by the lashon in the Gemara. The lashon in the Gemara is when is it mutter to leave the sukkah when it's raining? When it's tishrei hamikvah? It sounds like it's mutter. It sounds like if you want to stay in the sukkah, you're allowed to stay in the sukkah. That's the chayrai, not like as you say. So the Ein Yantiv says that it's like big dekuna. Big dekuna, it says that even after you do the avodah, you still have to continue wearing the big dekuna, even though there's an issa meila to be nana from hektish. Tari didn't want that you should have to go and get undressed right away as soon as you finish the avodah. Once you're wearing it, you can continue wearing it until you're ready to take them off. So same thing with the sukkah. If you're in the sukkah, l'shei mitzvah, and then it started raining, you could stay in the sukkah. You're allowed to leave, but you could stay in the sukkah. It's not isra no. Now, Shankar, to go to the sukkah l'chatchila when it's raining, that he holds an isra deraisa. He had a shayla, so what about Noshim? It's before the word Hilni Amalkas had in the sukkah. What about Noshim? Noshim are being Mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, if you hold like we talk a baskin, that Noshim Seimchus Rishus, in other words, that when Noshim do a mitzvah say, Shazman Groma, they are Mekayim a mitzvah. So they're being Mekayim a mitzvah, even though they're Pater. But he holds, if you hold like a mayor that holds that there is no key a mitzvah, so you can erivin about this, that Noshim Seimchus is not Rishus, that holds there's no key a mitzvah when Noshim are Pater from the mitzvah, there's no key a mitzvah b'chalal. So what's the pshat? So he says, and since they made the sukkah for her, she made the sukkah for herself. So come to Sinev was chala, shem shemayim in the sukkah. It wasn't a sukkah made the shem mitzvah. It was made for her, and she doesn't have a key of mitzvah. So what about stam if, so according to Ramea, someone's wife is not allowed to sit in the sukkah? So he says, it's a din of teishu came to do. That just like to do is a man and a wife sit together. So mele by sukkah, so also the man and wife sits together. The stipe was very bothered. Then you're going to say that according to Rav Meir, a woman's not allowed to go into a sukkah if she's not married to the Baal HaSukkah. Very, very shver. He says, you see, Tevi Avdei was in the sukkah, Tevi Avraham Gamliel was in the sukkah, even though he was parted from sukkah. He slept under the bed. He wasn't even kind of mitzvah sukkah. Why isn't it Isra Ana? Zerayah Brewery says that you could, there's no Isra Ana. Like, we'll explain why. But Al-Kapanim, the Inigyantiswara is that training, Yitakas, Isra Deraisa to sit in the sukkah. The Rabbi Chanan in Beit Daf Lamed, and I saw the same thing with Shane the Rogachev, they lechayim maskim tiz yisayin that sitting in the sukkah without a key and mitzvah is an issa deraisa. But they hold that when it's raining, since it's not shayich to have a key and mitzvah, that's like nafal sukkah. This then in Yantav holds that since the sukkah batzim is kosher, the lack of key is mitam acher. So that's cool that you have a sukkah. Mashenga, they all know. Since L'maisa B'Poyel is not Shaktim Kain the Mitzvah Sukkah, because it's raining, so that's like not full of sukkah. So Mel, there's no issa to sit in the sukkah in the rain. Rabbi Chanan says, Ein Echanami. Someone, let's say, sitting in the sukkah, being mechavin not to be Yetzir the Mitzvah of Sukkah, so Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, so Mel, he's not Yetzir the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Ein Echanami, stak in Issa Deraisa. The Stifler has a whole Arichas. He names on Avada not. Avada, you can't say, is an issa to sit in the sukkah. This first of all, Taisen Shabbos. In the second parak of Shabbos is mashman that the whole Isra Anah is when you're being mevatel the mitzvah al yidei d'anah. You're taking away the wood from the sukkah and using it for something else. You're being mevatel the mitzvah al yidei d'anah. Now, Shagin, when you're not being mevatel the mitzvah, you stop using the sukkah, there's no Isra Anah b'chlal. So the Yandiv brings the Taisus, and he says the Taisus was just saying it as a havimina. He didn't think the Taisus was saying it l'maisa. It's a complicated thing about the Pshat and Taisus. Because any yandiv is bothered, you learn it out from Chagiga. Chagiga is asr in all anas. So what's the pshat that sukkah would only be asr if you're being mevatel the mitzvah yidei v'anah? And the stipler says, a svara, that by Chagiga the pshat is you makdish it for Chagiga. So now, whatever it's mukdish for, which means to bring as a carbon, that you do with it, and anything else you're not going to do with it. So same thing with sukkah. Sukkah, you're being makdish it for dira, because dira is a mitzvah. So whatever the dira is okay, and any other anah is aser. But the dira, that's mut even if it's not for a mitzvah. That's a snipeless gedish. I learn out that any time it's not for a mitzvah, it's aser. Any time it's not for dira, it's aser. Any other tashmishim besides for dira, it's aser. Mashenken, if you're using it for dira, that's what it's for. Are you not being mekayim the mitzvah? You don't have an iser anah just because you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. You have an iser and anah that aren't nichel in what you were makdish it for. Just like by a carbon, you makdish it for a krava, so other anahs are aser. So too by sukkah, you makdish it for dira, so anything else is aser, but the dira itself is mutter. Nezer in Arachayim Simla Medal that says a little differently, that says that Chagig is Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim is Ein B'Me'ila. So the Isra Noah B'Emes and the Oza Isra D'Rabbanan. There's no Isra D'Raisa of a Noah from Chagiga. The whole Isra is to go and shech the Bechutz and eat it. That's the Isra. That's an Isra D'Raisa. In other words, being mevatel the din carbon from it. So here also, the Isra by Sukkah is being mevatel the din Sukkah from it, taking the Sukkah and using it for something else. But to use it while it's being a Sukkah, there's no Isra B'Chlal. That's what the Avnezer Nemzan also, like the Stipler. The slightly different Svara. Stipler's Svara is because whatever you miyachid it for, just like a carbon is you do whatever you miyachid it for, which is a krava, and anything else is asr. Sukkah, you miyachid it for deer, whatever you miyachid it for, that you do, anything else is asr. So mail that comes out, the only issue would be is to go and use it for something else, to take it apart and use it for firewood. Avnezer is saying Batsim that there is no Isser by Chagiga to do any Anor with it while it's around. The Isser is to take it and check it and use it for something else. So Sukkah also has that Isser. But like we said, Rabbi Chanan and the Ragachava, I'm asking to Ainig Yamtiv that to use it for anything other than a mitzvah is Asur Midaraisa. They just hold that when it's raining, you can't use it for mitzvah. So then it's like Nafal Asukkah, then you don't have the Isser. Now, the Gemara at the end of the Sugya brings the drasha that Beis Hillel holds that Lecha is Ramai Gzula. And there's a Sugya later in the beginning of the third parak that Sheula is Mutter by Sukkah. The Elida have a Sukkah Sheula, doesn't have to be Lechem. Lecha is just Ramai Gzula. Now, the drasha speaks about it here, the Rishayim speak about it there on the Flam and Aleph and Aleph, that Be'etzim, the Gemara says that if your old karka ain't in Exelis, so it doesn't blive Gzula. So it doesn't blive Gzula. So Mela, there's no mead of Gzula if your karka ain't in Exelis, even though it's not yours and you have no right to use it. But since karka ain't in Exelis, it's not called Gzula. Move over there in the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. And if you steal metaltim, let's say you steal the schach and you're mesachek with the stolen schach, there there's a tekanes chacham that you don't have to give it back. There's a tekanes chachamim, or tekanes hashavim, that you just have to give back the money. So Mela, in that case, also there's no psul in the sukkah. So what's the psul of Gzula? So the Dvar says, Midaraisa, when you steal schach, because you have to give it back, the schach does have a ding Gzula. But Midarabanan, it's only if you steal the whole sukkah and the sukkah is metaltal. Moshe, you have a sukkah, gabe agoli, you have a sukkah, it's in a wagon, you steal the wagon with the sukkah, because the tekanes chacham is that a person won't want to take apart his whole sukkah to pay it back, so he won't do tshuva. Mashek and he, you just have to give back the sukkah the way it is. You stole the whole sukkah, but you didn't steal karka. You stole metaltalim. You stole the wagon, the sukkah al-gabe agola. There you have a sukkah gzula, which would have the psul of gzula. That's a sugya later. Taisus here asks a kashido, there's a din of mitzvah above ba'aveira. The Gemara says in the beginning of the third parak, it's actually a mechlegis amirom there, but the Gemara says that a lulav agazel, even the rest of Yom Tov, where there's no din of lechem, is also his pasal's mitzvah above ba'aveira. So what need the pasuk to tell you lechot himayin gzula, tepik leitz a mitzvah above ba'aveira. The Taisus mikayach this kasha says a chiddush, a din of mitzvah ba'aveira is a din derabanan. I mean, the Raisa, there's no din of mitzvah above Aveir. The din of mitzvah above Aveir is the din derabanan. So Mele, you need the pasuk to pass with me the Raisa. But not everyone knows that way. Taisus in the third pack, it seems to them on the mitzvah above Aveir is the din deraisa. So Sirk Shrei Taisus Kasha, when you lechal to Yimayin Gzula, tepik lei, it should anyway be possible to mitzvah above Aveir. So the Ridva, in the third pack, says that, sorry, the Ridva is here. The Ridva holds that mitzvah Aveir is a vada din deraisa. And he says that maybe this Gemara goes like Shmuel, which doesn't hold the mitzvah by Aveir. But he says, even like a B'Eichanan, it could be you need the Pasuk to tell you that without the Pasuk, you would think that mitzvah by Aveir is only when something which is Baal Eratzes. You find it by Karbanes, and you find it by Lulav. These things are Baal Eratzes. Baal Eratzes, it is a chsar in the mitzvah by Aveir. Now, Shein Kein by Sukkah, which is not Baal Eratzes, you would think there is no mitzvah by Aveir. Kamash Malan, that there's a psul of mitzvah by Aveir. It's interesting that the Dva is mashman, even after the Pasuk L'chal Amayi Gzula, that the Gedder Apsul is Mitzvah B'Aveira. Like we'll find in the Achrayim Chalukim, between the if there'll be Apsul Gzula and Mitzvah B'Aveira, the Dva L'chayah doesn't hold the Chalukim, while Kapanim holds that the din of L'cha, which is Amayi Gzula, is Taka telling you the Klal of Mitzvah B'Aveira. But you need the Pasuk, because you would think that it's not Baal Eratzais, the sukkah is dama mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, it's baal eratzah, it's like a carbon, like lulav, so there would be no din of mitzvah ba'aveira. Now, kama achreinim say in other texts. Kama achreinim, the Shagistai says it in Simon Sadek Tess, and the Behuda's son in Medurah Tanyana, Merchayim Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, Yishuus Yankov says it in here in the Shulchan Aruch Tov Rish Lamed Zayin. They say Teretz Anaf Kemina by Gezel Akum, because even if Gezel Akum is also, but there's no din Hashavim Midereisa by Gezel Akum. So the Ma'aseh, you let it keep it. So there, if the Alts Mitzvah Oba Aveir, there's no Aveir anymore. You let it keep it. There's no Aveir anymore. Mashenke, now that you have a mir of gzula, it is gozel, it is stolen, it has a chalais gzela. If the guy goes and grabs it back, we let him grab it back. We don't have a chiv to be noig with the guy, dine gzela, you let it keep it, but it belongs to the guy. And it is gozel, it is stolen. So mele, you do have the mir of the chalamai gzula. You don't mitzvah about aveir because you're not doing an aveira. You let it keep it, you're not mechiv to return it. Mashenke, the psul of gozel, the ptur of gozel, it is gozel. The fact is, it's gozel, it's stolen. He says no, that since Lamaisi could keep it, that's not called gozel. Doesn't have a shame gozel. So Rav Shach and Aviezer also in Perikei Halacha Fei also names on that way. That if it's a gozel from the guy, you're not mechuyev to return, doesn't have a shame gozel. L'chayis not mechuyech. L'chayis, it's right gozel like the Achreinim Seidek. The Achreinim Nemo, no, Avad is gozel. It's gozel. Navas, no mitzvah b'aveir. It's not an aveir to do it, but it is gozel. Kunus answered is a chem de shloimai that answers another kataisis kasha, a matzah shel tevo. It's going to be kishtal tzu to hear also. Taisis a kasha, one need a lima tell you matzah shel tevo, and I eat today chavos, that typically it's mitzvah b'aveir. So the chem de shloimai wants to say that you're shagig. Let's say they're always tevo. So it's mitzvah b'aveir. It's not an aveir, you're shagig. Mashen kain, that's the psul. The Xerius Akasav, you're not Yaitz. So you're not Yaitz, even though you're a Shagig. He declares that maybe it is Mitzvah Veir B'Shagig. He brings Rayas. There's also a Priyitzuk from Bitzel Petterberg. A Sim Membeza talks about it. There's Mitzvah Veir B'Shagig. Priyitzuk Namzan, there is Mitzvah B'Shagig. But he says you could say another Pshat. You could say, when you did it, Mamish B'Rishus, it's less than a Shagig. Lamash, let's say there's a Chazaka. By Matzah Shel Teva, let's say you took off Chumas and Maishus, assuming that a certain thing is kayim, because Havach Chesk is kayim. So mele, you took off Chumas and Maishas, you said it should be Chumas and Maishas on something, and that thing had a chazaka to assume that it's still around. So that's more than a shagig, that you have every right to be saimach on it. So it's b'chol not an aveir. But first, it's devil, and therefore it's psul. So you can really say the same thing here by gzela. Let's say someone sells you a sukkah, and you have every right to nem on, it's his sukkah. He's a muchzik. You have every right to nem on, it's his sukkah. Lamais, it's a stolen sukkah. The Bailam were the Ayish. Afterwards, find out the Bailam is a stolen sukkah. So it's mitzvah b'aveira, even if you're shaking his mitzvah b'aveira, but here, your mamash should have every right to be saying the chanim. He had no din to nem on that it's not his. He's a muchzik. A mitzvah b'aveira. Bezin tells you how to do it. Mashen kein, now that you have a pasuk l'chol l'may gzula, Svart gozel, kamish maik gali, it's gozel, it's gozel. Lamais is gozel, so it'll be a psul. And there's a very famous teretz on this kasha from the Minchas Chinuch. Bekante Minchas Chinuch, a very, very big chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch says azay, and people misquote it a little bit, but I'm going to say it the way he says it. The Minchas Chinuch says there's two types of mitzvahs. There's certain types of mitzvahs that everybody has to do no matter what. Like matzah, like tefillin, everyone has to do these mitzvahs. The other types of mitzvahs that are situational mitzvahs, like tzitzis and mezuzah, where the pshat is you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. If you have dalet kanvas, and then you're mechuyev to wear tzitzis. You have the house, you're mechuyev to have a mezuzah. But they're not mitzvahs that everybody's mechuyev to do. It's only if you're in the matzah that you're mechuyev to do it. So he says a big chiddush like this: mitzvahs that everyone's mechuyev to do. What's called a bittul mitzvah? A bittul mitzvah is that you didn't do it. That you didn't do it, that's called the bittul mitzvah. That's called being mevatel v'aseh. Mashen kein, the mitzvahs, that the only mechuyev in the situation, the lack of kiyum is not a bittul. Because loigare from someone, it's not that it wasn't mekayim it. You need to have a pile of bittul to have the bittul. Mashen kein, you wear, like l'mashal, you wear a beggar without dalet kanvas, that's a bittul. You're in a house without a mezuzah, that's a bittul. But stam the lack of kiyum, that's not the bittul. So Zakta Minchas Chinuch, by Sukkah there's two chalakim to the mitzvah. The mitzvah the first night. That's a mitzvah that everyone's mechuyev to mekayim no matter what. Avada, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that's already a bittul. Mashen kein, the Sukkah, the whole rest of Sukkahs. There, you have to eat out of the Sukkah in order to have a bittul mitzvah. that just doesn't mean that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. It's not a bittul. You have to go and eat out of the sukkah to have a bittul. Oh, so Lefizeh, he says, mitzvah baba veir is a pshat that's felt in the kiyam. Because it's loyal l'ratzin. The Eibush doesn't want to, the Eibush doesn't want to sell like a certain mitzvah. It's loyal l'ratzin. The Eibush has no chayfetz in his mitzvah. The Eibush doesn't want it. So memela, ain't a very mitzvah. It's a chsayin in the kiyam mitzvah. But he said, it's far not a bittul mitzvah. It's not a bittul mitzvah. You ate in a sukkah. You ate in a sukkah, but if the Eibush doesn't want it, so memela, the Eibush is not going to reckon it for a kiyam. Of a bittul is a snitch. So you want over any iser. You don't have a key in mitzvah. But a bittul is a snitch. The melo, you didn't do anything. You didn't do any iser. First night, you don't have a key in dasalain is a bittul. Now shaking the rest of sukkahs, the fact that you don't have a key in, that's not a bittul. You need to eat out of the sukkah. You didn't eat out of the sukkah. Melo, you don't have a bittul mitzvah. That's a lashon in Minchas Chinuch. So the island is very bothered by the Minchas Chinuch because they say it's not pshat, it's not an iser to eat out of the sukkah. It's not an iser asay. There's a mitzvah when you want to eat, you mechuyif to eat in the sukkah. But lemaisa, it's a kiyam, mitzvah. But the Milchus Chinuch is enichanami. He's maskim that sukkah is a kiyam mitzvah. His maskim is not an isser. It's not stam an isser asay to eat out of the sukkah. Maskim is a kiyam mitzvah, and he's maskim that the mitzvah of aveir means that you're going to be missing the kiyam mitzvah. But he says missing the kiyam mitzvah is not enough to be called a bittul. When you're missing the kiyam mitzvah, you don't have the kiyam mitzvah. But it's not a bittul. A bittul is only if you mevatel like you wear the beggar without the tzitzis. Or you eat out of the sukkah, that's a bittul. Now, Shankane, stand that you're missing the kiyam, you don't have the tanoia kiyam, mashal, who din lechayef, it wouldn't be bekavana. So you don't have the kiyam, because for the kiyam you need kavana. But it's not a bittul. It's not a bittul, so you didn't do anything wrong. Now, Reb Shimon in Shari Yesher, is Mayach to be Seisrit, he says that what's the hechrich to it? Lamaisa, Hayes is clear that it's not the pshat that there's an issetin out of the sukkah. The pshat is when you're eating in the sukkah, you need a kiyam. The same thing with tzitzis. It's not the pshat there's an issit to wear a beggar of dal kamfis without tzitzis. The din is when you're wearing a beggar of dal kamfis, you mechuyif to put in tzitzis. And it brings a lot of rayas to the aside. And like I said, the Mechus Chinuch I think is maskim. But he says, I bezai, so since the Torah is mechayiv in this situation that you need a kiyam, so avad, if you don't have a kiyam, that's a bittul. Mechet hesed to mechadash, a new thing, that since the Torah wasn't mechayiv a kiyam al kopanim, so then it's not considered a bittul unless you mevatel the mitzvah. The lack of kiyam alone is not a bittul. Mechet hesed, when the Torah is mechayiv a kiyam in this situation, so the lack of kiyam could be a bittul. He says another nekudah of Shimon. He says, he brings rayas that, and then the achrenim, there's such a yisayid in the achrenim that mitzvah baba aveir is a psul in the chefsa. You see in the beginning of the third parak, it's much that way. The mitzvah baba aveir is a psul in the chefsa. Milchus Chinuch is landing on the mitzvah aveir is not a psul in the chefsa. Stam and din, the Torah doesn't want such a kiyam. So merely says there's no kiyam. Mashayin, if you hold mitzvah baba aveir is a psul in the chefsa, so you bechal don't have a sukkah here. So now it's not besides what he's saying. So he brings Raiyas that Mitzvah is a psul in the chef. So one of the Raiyas he brings is the Gemara there is Mavur that if you hold Karka ain't an exelis, you yaitse with a sukkah gzula. If you stam, chase someone out of the sukkah, sit in a sukkah, Karka ain't an exelis, you yaitse in the midst of sukkah. Factor Ridva, what happened to the din of Mitzvah Bavera? After the Ridva, that since there's no chalois gozel on the sukkah, so it can't be a mitzvah by aveira. L'chayin, aveiv gzeilas avandavir. Aveiv gzeilas is just as much. You're not allowed to sit in someone else's sukkah because he doesn't want you to sit there. Avandi, you have a isser of gzeila. Now the pshat is a chefsa, doesn't want a chefsa and gozel. So that's the right that mitzvah aveir is a din in the chefsa. The chefsa, a chefsa shall aveir can't become a chefsa shall mitzvah. It's like the Milchus Chinuch. If it's a din in the chefsa, it's a psul in the chefsa. So if you have a pasul of sukkah, if it lives like your mamash eating out of the sukkah, if lives a bittul mitzvah. That's the second time he has connected the Milchus Chinuch. The first time is that l'chaya, it's an ishrichtig l'chaya, in the situation that you need a kiyam, the lack of kiyam should be a bittul in all cases. And the second thing is that mitzvah aveir is not stam a din that there's no kiyam. Mitzvah aveir is a din that the chefsa is a pasul of chefsa. If it's a pasul chefsa, savanda, that would be that you'd have a bittul mitzvah for sure.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.